Two people thrown together in business become aware of the need to do something more, something worthwhile, something ecological.
Oh,
hi, Mike.
What on earth are you doing, Russell?
Hold on. I was recording a trailer for the new Green Elephant show.
Yeah, but you do know it's not an action movie.
I know, but you said you wanted to catch people's attention, so I went big screen.
Yeah, I know that's what I said, but not like that.
All right. I could do the tugging on the heartstrings version.
No, leave it there. I can see that you're enthusiastic about this, but what we want is a fine balance between serious and witty, based on interesting facts, views, reviews, and interviews, providing a bit of clarity in a world of information overload.
So no stories then?
Yeah, of course we're going to have stories. We're going to have a huge range of guests, and they'll all have a story to tell. However, the aim here is to provide people who are interested in sustainability, the environment, and climate change with an entertaining 20 to 30 minute show.
Bringing a smile to their face, a fact or two for clarity, and a thought to go away with. Ooh, can I do a Jerry Springer closing? Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.
Have you seen Jerry Springer, the musical? I don't think that would be appropriate.
Funny sound effects?
Yeah. Anyway, you said you've been researching some facts for the show.
Right, yes. I found some great stuff, actually. I had to work hard to cut through the misquotes and the dubious statistical misuse. Like, are you aware that coronavirus is caused by the rollout of the 5G wireless network?
Yeah, I'd heard that one. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I know. A very convenient statistical overlap, which went away way too viral for my liking.
Yeah. So have you found any interesting facts we can share in the show?
Yeah, I got loads of them. Actually, one really interesting one I got. Did you know that the amount of tap water used in the UK is equivalent to 142 litres per person every day?
Blimey, that's a lot of H2O. And we're going to do a show about water, I'm assuming. Probably several.
Yeah. And did you know that London is the number one most eco-friendly city in the world?
Really?
Well, that was out of 25 cities that were included in the study.
Ah, and there we go. And that's why it's always a good reason to keep an eye on these statistics. The sample size, the scope and the validity is always to be questioned.
Yeah, you have to dig deeper. If you take it on the surface, it just doesn't always add up. It just looks a bit strange. I like the idea that we're going to publish all these facts, quoting the sources and any pinch of salt warnings that you might need to consider when reading a news.
Absolutely.
So the show will be 20 to 30 minutes of facts with snippets.
23 minutes, that's very precise.
Good do. Let's do a 23-minute show, exactly.
Okay.
With snippets and interviews, is that it?
No, not at all. What we need to do is use the facts to inspire the conversations with our guests. I'm sure they'll have more facts to add to our pile. We'll throw in any news that catches our eye, and we make some recommendations for products and services that we've seen. And there may even be other shows for listeners to subscribe to or watch.
But because they'll get bored of us?
Well, they might get bored of you, but because one show is never enough. People like variety and different insights on the same subject, really.
Yeah, I must admit, the green stroke, eco stroke, climate change stroke, environmental stroke, whatever other names you may use, is a massive subject area, and we'll barely make a dent in it.
Yeah, and we'll also need to strike a balance too. We're not going to just cover ecological matters without considering the impact on society and finances.
Yeah, that's so true. The UN refers to it as people, planet and prosperity, which has a nice alliterative ring to it. And striking a balance with all three and making changes in lifestyle and habits is so important.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen recently during the pandemic, when you drop focus from the prosperity and consider the people more, the planet also benefits. So therefore we're going to consider subjects like the triple bottom line and the circular economy too. And I guess on that matter, are we going to be able to avoid the coronavirus subject?
I'll tell you what, shall we just commit to avoiding it as a main subject? You won't title a show on it. I don't think it's possible to avoid it altogether. The pandemic has revealed some interesting insights into, say, how the workforce had to change to operate from home, and the positives and negatives that brought.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds reasonable. Now, about this trailer.
Well, I did this one earlier.
Hi, and welcome to The Green Elephant, the show that takes sustainability, climate change, social and environmental issues and eats them, one fact at a time. We're all about inspiring sustainable habits. So sit back, relax, have fun, and learn together with your hosts, Russell and Mike.
Oh, that's a bit more like it. Hang on. Are you still recording?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Ah, okay. Well, that's probably going to be representative of the show. So in that case, we'd better wind up by saying that we'd love to have you along on our journey of eating our green elephant one fact at a time. We're interested in revealing the facts over fiction, bringing you interesting guests.
With their stories.
Yeah, with their stories and their personal knowledge, wisdom and insights along the way to learn and change your eco habits. We do hope to see you soon.
We can't see them.
Right. It's just an expression. I don't suppose you've recorded an ending by any chance, have you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. So, hear you later. Oh, hold on, that doesn't work either.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Green Elephant. It's been a pleasure to have your company. If you've got thoughts or comments on anything you've heard on the show, please drop us a line using studio@greenelephant.show. We love hearing your views and ideas. In the meantime, let's carry on the conversation. We're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter as Green Ellie Pod. Come back soon.